Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 2nd, Missions Monday. Our mission partner that we want to highlight today is Serving You Ministries, which exists to provide hope to families in the greater Birmingham area during times of crisis. They help with education, childcare, job readiness, safe and affordable housing, health and nutrition, and crisis relief through their hub partnerships. When someone comes into the church office seeking help, this is our first stop. We say, have you connected with Serving You? Because we send money to Serving You, and then they're better equipped to help people in crisis to find resources and also get back on their feet. So we want to be praying for Serving You and for their ministry as they seek to serve those who are in distress. Our Romans passage today is Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 13. This was a confusing passage for me at first, so I want to give you a little bit of the context. At the beginning, Paul is making a point that living according to the law is not a means by which we can be saved, because we can't do what Jesus did. We can't ascend into heaven looking for Messiah, or go down into the deep looking for the Messiah. And then he talks about the fact that Jesus is the Messiah. We should be looking to him, and we look with faith. It has nothing to do with our works of the law. It's just looking at what he did for us. There are some verses that are probably familiar in here. I learned them on the Roman road, which is a way to encourage people to come to faith, in verses 9 and 10, which talk about how we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And when we believe in Jesus' saving act, then we can be saved. And then it gives a little progress of like, your heart believes and is justified, and with your mouth you profess your faith and are saved. So let's read it together in the New International Version, and then I want to highlight some of it in the Message paraphrase. Starting in verse 5 of chapter 10, Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down? Or who will descend into the deep, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now listen to some of this passage in the Message paraphrase, which just helps us to kind of get our bearing a little bit. The earlier revelation was intended simply to get us ready for the Messiah, who then puts everything right for those who trust him to do it. Moses wrote that anyone who insists on using the law code to live right before God soon discovers it's not so easy. Every detail of life regulated by fine print. But trusting God to shape the right living in us is a different story. No precarious climb up to heaven to recruit the Messiah. No dangerous descent into hell to rescue the Messiah. So what exactly was Moses saying? The word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. This is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming word to God, Jesus is my master. Embracing body and soul, God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God, trusting him to do it for you. That's salvation. Yesterday in the sermon, we talked some about this. God has rescued us from the depths of our evil and wickedness through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We can never be good enough to get to heaven, to get to God. God came down in a beautiful rescue story. We have to move on because the psalm today is magnificent. Psalm 51 is a psalm I have prayed many times throughout my life. It is a psalm of confession, and I'd like for us to pray it in the way we've done before, where I'll say a phrase, and then you say it to yourself or aloud if you can, and let this psalm wash over you, being mindful of the fact that Jesus used this as his prayer book. Even though he never sinned, he prayed it on our behalf. He understands the depths of our need for him and our need for mercy. So would you pray with me as we read Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12? Have mercy on me, O God. According to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in the secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Thank you, Father, for my brothers and sisters. I pray for their day that they would recognize your goodness and walk forward in faith, continually coming back to our need for confession and thankful that you are the one who cleanses us and makes us righteous. We pray for Serving You Ministries, and we ask your blessings upon them and upon our partnership. And now go forth into the world to love and serve through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.